good afternoon to those of you listening around the world. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. And it's the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insights that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you can ask any question about it you want, but I do encourage you to pick the question that is the most pressing on your mind today. And the number to call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And we open up the phone lines after the first break. I do want to tell you about a few up-and-coming events. We have the free teleclass that you can listen to on the internet. You can. I talked about multidimensional reading and balancing. There's a lot of information there where I covered what are the packets of information that I'm reading when I'm doing readings, how are they different from psychic readings, and how to have access to your multidimensional self. This is all about empowerment. We're all intuitive. I don't consider myself special or that it's a special gift. I see that we all are intuitive beings, and the key thing is how to tap into that information that is, again, all around us. And because it's 3 to 4 feet around us, we have all the information that we could ever use, need, want to need. And so there's different tips and tools how to access that. So that is a free teleclass that all the information is on the website. And the best thing to get in the information, because we run a lot of specials, I'll have my guides say, do a class about this, free teleclass. And if you're not on the email list, you don't know that. So sign up for that free newsletter is a great way to find out what's going on. We also have the CEUs, the form of the mentorship class coming up this Sunday on December 12th from 4 to 6 Eastern Standard Time. And that's where you could join us for 3 months. It's every Sunday, once a month, again for 2 hours. And this is where we discuss what's going on. I'll read your energy field if you want me to. I'll give you the energy shifts that are happening that are affecting your micro world, your macro world, the universe in the earth, and also what's going on with you personally. Then we open up the floor for discussions. And the beautiful thing is you could do this from the comfort of your own home if you want. You could do it in person. So this is the class that's coming up. And then we unlock and decode your unique keys. I call it the heart signature. That's your own signature. We all hear that we're a piece or a part of God, Creator, whatever that means to you. And a lot of times we have to pierce beyond what's called the veil to have access to that. So there's, again, different ways to do that. And I share with you different ways to do that. And so you have an ability to integrate living as a multidimensional being, how to straddle the world, be in this world and not of it, how to see, feel, and sense your multidimensional self. So that is coming up. And again, if you're not available to make it, everyone receives the MP3 of the class, and so you're able to have access to it afterwards if you can't make it. And if you have want me to read you, I could read you, and you could listen to it later. We have the Keys to Multidimensional Living, the Meeting Your Shadow, was a class that I did about a month ago. And you could purchase the MP3 in the booklet for only $44. It was a six-hour class, and you have all the information and really get into what I call the shadow, the wounded child, and that's the part blocks us and keeps us in old patterns and in our old stories. And so we have ways of getting out of those patterns. And so that has a lot of information on that so you could live a more empowered life. And again, that's only $44, so that's more than half off. We also have the tune-up readings, and those are a new service that we're offering. And this is where if you have one thing that's pressing on you, one thing that's bothering you, you could come and call and get a tune-up. It's like a car tune-up where you get information to see what's going on. It's also a balancing because whenever we read, we're balancing the energy because that's our intention. And we also have the gatherings, and they're starting in January. Usually the first Friday of January, again, 2 hours, we gather all around the world. So if you live in Connecticut, you could come in person or listen by the phone. This is where I talk to you, the energies that I'm getting downloaded with. There's a lot of shifts going on. 2011 is going to be a very interesting year. It's the year what I call stepping into the mastery, being able to create heaven on earth now. And we are all co-creators of our life. Every thought, word, and deed, we're co-creating. So if you don't like what you're co-creating right now, your outside circumstances do not reflect how you are feeling inside. then there's obviously a block or an old pattern that you still could subconsciously be reading or feeding into. So, and as soon as you have that knowledge and that empowerment, it starts unplugging your energy. It's like taking a cord, electrical cord, out of those. To me, it looks like a tube that you're plugging the energy into. So you get information on that. We also have a special that's running now for the whole month of December, and that's buy one, get one half off the reading service. And that's all the different kind of readings, the remote readings, except for the $10 one, I mean the 10-minute ones, and the regular readings. The remote readings, you get a report, you hear what's going on, you could ask questions if you want to, otherwise I read your energy field, and you get a CD, you get tools to work with yourself to continue to be able to clear your energy. They are very, very popular, really, really, people are really liking those. And for KKNW listeners, I'm offering for the month of December, this is separate from the buy one, get one half off, this is where you get the 20-minute readings that are normally $80 for $55, so it's $25 off, and an essential flower essence. And so if you say you heard it from KKNW to my wonderful assistant, Wendy, you're going for that special. It's you get, that's an equivalent of getting a reading for $25 if you add in the essential oil. And I will tip up, tap into your energy field and pick what oil is good for you. I should say essence. They're flower essences. I either use Bach flower remedies. Many people are familiar with the flower essences of Bach flower, of the rescue remedy. But there's also other flower essences, and I really like the Australian. So I go back and forth of what your energy field needs. I mix up to 7 different formulas. If you were to go out and get that on your own, it would be over $100. So that's a real good savings, and we're having people that have gotten to introduce themselves to the flower essences, they're having amazing results, physical, mental, emotional blocks that have been bothering them for years and years and years. They're finally able to break through, and that's with the help of the essential oil. So again, the KKNW special is the 20-minute remote reading for $55 plus an added gift of a flower essence. So that's really kind of an equivalent to of getting all of that for like $30. And you get a CD, again, with all that notes material with it. But the buy one, get one half off goes all the way to you can buy one reading and get the equal value. So if you buy a one-hour reading, you can get the next one for half off. If you get a half-hour reading, you get a half hour off for the next one. And you don't have to use that next reading until next year, December of 2011. So you have a while to use it. Or we're also letting people be creative. I've had friends come in, so one friend, and they split the cost. We do not care how you do it. Or people are doing gift certificates for Christmas or for the birthdays. And so be creative. It's buy one, get one half off. You could work with that however you want to work with it. We don't have any restrictions in that department except for we're not offering that on the 10-minute remote readings or the tune-up readings. But otherwise, we are allowing you to have that creativity. And so that's what's coming up. We have a lot of new stuff coming up for January. We're really excited about that. So just stay tuned for new classes, new free teleclasses, and all of that's available for you, again, for the comfort of your own home if that's what you like to do. With the gas prices going up, many people don't mind doing readings from the comfort of their own home. So the way to get that newsletter is www.carrieoconnor.com. Find out what's going on. We have a lot of specials that are going to be coming up that are, again, I'm very much aware of the economy, how it's affecting people. So whatever we can do to serve and help you is what's going on. Also, I want to let you know that I'm also on other radio shows. I'm a frequent guest on Nicole Whitney's radio show called News for the Soul. If you've never heard of it, I really encourage you to check it out. It's newsforthesoul.com, and she has a lot of guests. From anyone of the name, big names from Wayne Dyer, Stuart Wilde, Deepak Chopra, down to other people that she has found that has really changed her life. So that's a really good show to check yourself into. And I am, again, a frequent guest on that show. And we do it. The format's a lot like this show where it's a call-up. So I take answers. I mean, I give questions from the viewers. So that's one of the shows. But we also do Blog Talk Radio. It's every third Thursday of the month at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And, again, the format is you call in, get your questions answered. And we also do World Puja. And World Puja is from the first and third Wednesday of the month, and that is broadcasted twice. And so if you're not familiar, again, with World Puja, that's another great one to tap into. There's a lot of people there that are guests that give a lot of information. from any kind of category, from how to eat healthy, how to ET stuff, down to the year 2012, astrology. There's a lot of different hosts that talk about a lot of different stuff. And so there's a lot of sites that are out there that are very informational. They give great information. And so I just wanted to let you know about a few of them, and that I happen to be a host on one of those. And my show is called Empowerment on World Pooja. And again, I broadcast every first and third Wednesday of the month. And so I'm a busy little bee. And again, I also do readings from 1 hour to a half hour, 45 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever is good for you, we work with you. So you could look at all of that kind of deal and take advantage of that buy one, get one half off price. And so after we go to the break, and I'm going to give the number out, we're going to be answering your phone calls. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819. And after this short break, we'll be getting your phone calls and talking to you and seeing how we can help you. You're listening to the Carol Connor Show. Be right back.
Are you tired of using skincare products full of unpronounceable chemicals? Do you eat ramen by candlelight to support your expensive candle-burning habits? Well, come on down to Zenith Supplies. We have everything you need to make your own soap, candles, creams, and much more. We're open from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Come explore our store at corner of 63rd and Roosevelt, just north of the U District in Seattle. Call us at 206-525-7997. Find recipes and more at zenithsupplies.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low-cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web drdarvish.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based Reservatrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest Resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at www.reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location, or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's HERBANwellness.net.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and we are live, and we open up the phone lines, and the phone line number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, and Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
I would love to do that, and we're going to start today's show, I think, off, and we're looking for love.
Looking for love.
Yeah, I think Colby's looking for love, or he's waiting to be found, so to speak.
All right.
So let's see if we can help Colby out. Colby's calling in from Seattle. So what's the scoop, Colby? What's going on?
Hello, my friend.
Hello. How
He's
are
excited.
You,
Hey, I wondered if I can get some advice or a little look-see about finding a lover or bringing a lover in. I'm a gay man living in Seattle, and it seems to be a challenge.
Seems to be a challenge. You know, it's interesting, when Benny answers the phones, I just start tapping into the energy of people that are calling in. And the first thing, even before I heard your name and everything, I was seeing what you're doing, Colby, especially the last 5 months, the last 5 years even, and going into the month of May of this past year, you are clearing out old patterns that I heard, like looking for love in all the wrong places. So looking at, in relationships for in places that weren't like the greatest, or falling for somebody very, very quickly. But this is what you're clearing out, I want to be clear. And so think of this year coming up, especially over the next 5 days, 5 weeks, into the next 5 months. And May of 2011 seems very significant to you. And not that it's going to take you that long to get a relationship, but a lot of times it's, you could be already in a relationship that feels really solid. And especially I like when I see miracle grow into somebody's feet and grass growing, because that's my symbol of you've entered in a period. And think of, again, last year was a lot of clearing out for you to root a relationship, like a real, the miracle growth symbol is a very good one for me. It's like a, think of when we're able to root something, have something grow very quickly, and but also very balanced. That's really important, because Colby, part of your energy, you bend forward on the right side, like you're willing to give. It's like a silver platter. So in a partnership, you're ready to really give your heart. It's like you have your heart on the platter, which is wonderful. That's nice. This is the last year is really about you saying, you know what? I want to get back as much as I give. I want to be in a relationship that's balanced. I want to have somebody that's ready to be on the same page. And I call them the divine complement relationships, meaning that we enter the relationship with a sense of complementing each other, where we're really releasing, especially since the year 2008, that I saw this whole pattern that we collectively, each and every single one of us, whether we're in a physical relationship or not, are releasing these deeply ingrained patterns where we were taught of like this pattern of you complete me, like where's my other half? I'm not complete without a relationship. And what that is in essence saying to ourselves deep down subconsciously and to the universal energies is that we're not whole or complete without a relationship. And that's not the truth. We are absolutely whole. We're complete. We are an aspect of God's source creator. And so you've obviously have heard that consciously or unconsciously and have been working on that. And so that's the energy that you're sending out, that you're looking for somebody that's in that complementary energy versus the you complete me. And not everyone's there. A lot of people are still, I'd have to say, 75 to 80% of the people in the world are still doing, working through the you complete me kind of aspects. So that means that they're looking for somebody to complete them. So think of over, again, the next couple of weeks, especially the next 5 weeks in particular, seeing a relationship coming in. Somebody looks like a partner that you used to have or somebody that was very close to you. It's very, very good. I'm also getting a lot of J's around there. So it could be Jeff or Jay, literally J-A-Y kind of connection. But if somebody comes up and their name is Michael, don't not date them, because Jay could be their middle name or their grandfather's name or some male that was very much connected to them in a positive way, that a fatherly energy that really gave them taught them to be that balanced relationship. I also see that he's, when I see somebody taller than you, but I also see a little bit older, like 2.5, maybe 3 years, and a very old soul. And things, when I see somebody's like a shoe, a foot getting into a shoe very easy, that's my symbol of something's very easy about the relationship. It's not hard, and there's also not a lot of drama and trauma and all that, where sometimes relationships just start off with a lot of drama. There's not. This person is like the same thing that you're saying. I want a relationship. I'm looking for a relationship. I'm looking to be in a balanced kind of partnership where we can both really feed each other energetically in a positive place. So think of this as your year. You've been doing a lot of the prep work for it, and so this is where you're seeing it. I get stepping into it. I also see it's a very synchronistic meeting, like you're it's the right place at the right time. So it's not like a seeking where you have to go out and say, oh, my gosh, I'm going to miss this individual if I don't go here or there. It's like just being open and knowing it's like a divine timing thing, and that it could be involved where somebody's going to say, why don't you go to this group or this party or whatever. And not necessarily a matchup, but there's like a where there could be a lot of different kind of single people involved, and it seems very easy. It's like your energy is like you could be across the room and you're going to be drawn together. You're also going to find out that you were in different circumstances or different places or scenarios over the last 3 years where you could have met each other. And that even includes places that are far away. It's like synchronistic things where I had a couple that found out they were from the East Coast and that they were at the same wedding 10 years before on the West Coast in a small little town in, I believe it was in even Washington. And so what are the chances of that, you know? And so, and the girl remembered this person, and actually it was a lesbian. So, anyway, so the long story short is that it just confirms about timing, divine timing. So, again, Kobe, think of this as your year, and that you're not looking that very far away. And by May of 2011, I'm seeing you firmly into the relationship. It has a lot of, again, growth and potential there, which is very, very positive. So, and it's very easy as far as where you look at it. And just the biggest thing is that you're here to say, as much as I give out in a relationship, that I'm worth taking that same thing in. It's like some people can be, I tend to give a lot when I am in any kind of partnership, friendship, children, marriage, whatever. And it took me a while to get used to that I'm worthy of receiving the same amount that I give in. And it's not to do a tit for tat tally sheet. It's just a whole thing. Bottom line, it has to do with self-worth. And so you're really working on accepting as much as you give out. So be open. Sometimes, especially when it comes to love, I see so many people block out relationships because, like, they're trying too hard or their energy is literally bending forward too much. So think of like a garden hose that you're standing up straight and your arms are wide open. And what that says to the universe is that I am looking for love. I am looking for a partnership. I know that partnership is making their way to me now, so I don't have to bend forward, because bending forward is, in essence, saying that I don't allow trust, the universal energy or the universal law of attraction, and so I have to push on it with my ego, and that's how we block out things, and that also includes jobs, money, opportunities. It's all about being in the now, living in the now, taking in the energy and relationships coming into you for you, okay?
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Kobe. You have a wonderful day, wonderful week.
All right, you be well. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye, hon.
All right, thanks, Kobe. Hope it works out for you. And let's see here, Carrie. Let's go up to Linwood, Washington. We have Missy calling in. She had an interesting dream. She just want to know maybe what your take was or interpretation of the dream, too. Maybe some help out with some ideas or some thoughts going on with it. So, Missy, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's up with this dream?
Hi, thank you. Well, I had a dream where this lady came to me and she put her hand over my palm, just kind of rubbed it, and then she just so gently said, you know, something about I'm going to be having some dramatic changes. I asked her a question and she told me yes. So I was just curious what kind of dramatic changes were going to be coming and possibly when.
Okay. What I'm seeing that energy is more like a guide coming in for you, and she's talking about over the next 3 days, 3 weeks, the first into the month of March of 2011. And a lot of times, Missy, what I'm seeing, the major thing is a lot of times when we hear change, most, I'd say, again, 90% of the world, if I go out in a reading and I could be in front of 1,000 people or one person, I say, it's going to be a lot of change in your life. The first thing they react is they contract their energy. It's like they pull it in and they go to the change might not be good. And so this is where the biggest thing is change is a constant. Change is the only constant. Day changes, it's night, seasons change. And so it's more on how we accept the change and be willing to change. And so I see the dramatic change, drastic changes as in every aspect of your life. But the biggest corner that I see, like a flashlight's going to how you see yourself, how you define yourself, really take the next 3 days into the next 3 weeks, clean your closets, feng shui, literally get rid of any kind of old stuff. I see half of it smells like stale air. And so go around your physical dwellings. And that also includes relationships that could be draining you, all of those kind of deals, because it's going to allow this new energy to come in that's all about change, that opens up opportunities in every aspect. That means a relationship, family relationship, job, career, money, and you're opening yourself up to receive more than may contract it. So it's a really great time, again, to feng shui, clear out literally things. If your closet, you haven't worn clothes in 6 months, give it to Goodwill. It's a great time to give to Goodwill because there are people who are in need. And it's also what you're saying is that I'm in balance with giving and receiving, and opportunities are good for me. I don't see anything as far as drastic as horrible, awful, awfuls. And again, life is all about change. And so just being able to embrace change and think of if we're not going along with the change, then we're in the process of actually like dying, actually, to be. And it doesn't have to be a physical death. It could be an energetic death. And so this is where I'm watching you really step into. She's given you, like, when I see a blue robe going on somebody, it's in a power posture, and the change is good. And again, especially over the next 3 days in the month of March in particular, from January to March, it seems like a lot of change is coming from every single department, but you're already prepared. I see you wearing, like, this armor, and it's like a shield to shield away those trauma kind of situations, and then be open to be able to live like what I call by the loose outline. So that means going with the flow, trusting our intuition, but in not being rigid of having the mental mind get into, you can't do this because of this. And so it's all good. It's really good, Misty. And she's definitely is a guide for you. Okay? So welcome that change, and it's all good. All righty?
Thank you.
All right. And I'm here in my queue. We're going to go to another break. We're open up with phone lines here. You'll listen to the Kara Connor Show. And we'll be right back right after this short break.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe they make. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, never any empty calories. You can trust the quality of all the ingredients in Wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference Wellness pet foods can make, and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. CRA, Contact Reflex Analysis, is an energy assessment which translates human energy into information. This information provides me with the ability to identify your needs as a healer and to design a specific solution for you. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232, and visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Invest in your life. Indigo Fusion Spa and Gallery, offering regular meditation classes, spiritually conscious art, holistic healing services, and classes in spiritual development and holistic wellness. This unique spa is located in Seattle's University District. For more information, visit us online at www.indigofusionsg.com. That's indigofusionsg.com.
Welcome back to the Kara Connor Show, and I'm Kara Connor, and we have opened the phone lines to the top of the hour, taking your calls, and the number you can call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Perfecto, and we will do that. And let's take Debbie. Debbie's calling in from Salisbury, North Carolina. Awesome. People and folks in those areas, along with their accents, always a huge fan of people with accents. And I love Debbie's. Debbie's is so sweet and smooth. She currently is actually going through a custody with her daughter, and she just was looking for some advice. So, Debbie, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's going on?
Thank you. Right now, I have two ex-husbands that I'm in court issues with, but the one that concerned me most...
Honey, I can't hear you. Can you speak a little louder?
Right now, I'm going through two court dealings with two different exes, but the one that's concerning me most is with my daughter, my ex-husband with my daughter.
Okay.
She is 16, going on 17. She'll be 17 in April, and he's trying to get full custody of her, and he's basically convinced her to move in with him.
Okay.
And
okay.
I've tried to work with him and try to make it like joint custody where she can go back and forth as she pleases type thing,
mm-hmm.
and try to settle things without going to court and all that, but he keeps pushing the issue, and it looks like we're going to court.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether to hire a lawyer and fight and make her come home,
mm-hmm.
or...
Deb, what I'm seeing is that it's probably good to get lawyer advice, and I know a lot of times, up at least in Connecticut, that they offer free legal advice where they give you an hour or 20 minutes of their time, and they give you information. So even if you do that, just to get your, just to understand where you're standing there. And I also am seeing that a lot of the across the states, they're trying to not do sole custody when there's a possibility to do joint. I mean, and I've even heard of cases of somebody that has been a heroin addict and that they still have custody or joint custody of their children. So they're trying to keep the family together in some aspect and not do the sole custody thing. So I would go and get some legal advice for yourself, because it's just all about empowering you, because right now you're showing me on the right side, and this goes way beyond the it goes down to when, like, you were 4 or 5 years old, and I'm seeing this Michelin tire, like, fist. And so what the court represents and your husbands, the ex-husbands, are, like, trying to manhandle you. And so, intimidate you into submission. And so, that goes back to, again, feeling. You're very, very sensitive. You're very intuitive. You're very empathic. And so the little girl in you that feels that sense of that they can manhandle me or back me in the corner is can be affecting what's going on right now. So I'd get the legal advice to back yourself up. And, again, I'm seeing that that your daughter, the one in particular that you're concerned about, is all twisted by the father. I'm hearing pretty lies. Tell me pretty, pretty lies. And so there's a part where he could be pumping her up as far as what he'll do and all this other stuff. And so and a lot of the courts, when it comes down to the court date, don't be intimidated. And if you even have a chance, Debbie, to go and watch it, I wish I did this with my divorce, because I didn't know what to expect and whatever. And then if I went there and just saw how they did it, it would have taken a lot of anxiety out of me. And so if you have an opportunity just to go and sit in a court thing, because most of them, as far as I know, they're all public and open unless there's extreme circumstances. And so you could just get the feel of what's going on, right? And then as far as getting the legal advice, and also as far as the court judge does not want to hear all 50 gazillion traumas. They have 50 million cases, and they're not into it. So it's like a business formula that they want to keep short and sweet. And I'm also seeing part of the husband's thing is all about, like, money issues or underlying money stuff. So sole custody would be less money going to you for support or that kind of deal. So I would absolutely get the legal information for yourself, and it's much bigger than your kids. If you're actually going down to help what I call your wounded child, the aspect of you that wasn't supported and could have been intimidated in different aspects of your life. And so you're fighting for your kids, but you're also fighting to heal her, to empower her. So think of the knowledge that you're getting is empowering for you for many ways. And then I see that the judge is going more for joint custody versus sole custody, because when I see it, a plastic bag with a bunch of holes in it, that shows me that it's not an open and shut case. He doesn't have a lot of things to be able to do that. He's working on that you're going to be intimidating, kind of send stuff over. And so I like sign stuff over, and that's where you want to back yourself up. And then I see, again, the joint custody is what they're going for. Okay?
Right. Should I bring things? I don't think that he is a good environment for her to be in, and I have proof of a lot of things. Do I need to bring that?
That's what you want to talk to with the lawyer, and that's the bottom line is I absolutely agree. And that's where I'm hearing pretty lies, tell me pretty lies. And so I'm not. That doesn't mean you're saying pretty lies. I'm saying that he is, like, puffing up stuff and stuff like that. So you want to bring that to the lawyer. You want to bring any kind of proof, and they, because what they'll do is they'll let consolidate and say this matters, this doesn't matter, this matters, this doesn't matter, and that's, again, so you're that's the empowerment part. That's where you're standing up yourself for yourself and for your daughter, because I'm seeing that her eyes are crossed energetically, and so that shows me that she's being really influenced by him, and he's like there's a fist over her hand too, meaning that he really is getting her mom mentally, like, all confused. And so you're standing up for yourself, you're standing up for her, and it's much bigger. It's your breaking generational patterns where anything can manhandle us and make us feel, again, not intimidated. So bring all the information that you have about him, because that is going to be the thing that kind of evens out the thing to make it joint custody. Okay?
That's right. Do you have advice from a lawyer that I should use? Should I use the one that I'm using currently for my divorce, or is there a better one I can use?
I'm seeing somebody that look around, because if the lawyer hasn't already said stuff to you about it, look to see, call a woman's center. Call somebody that that is a woman's advocate, women's centers, and ask who's a good lawyer that really supports women's issues and women advocacy. So a lot of times they have women's centers, or even if it's like rape hotlines, they have a lot of or I think the 211 is federal, so they have a lot of information. So they could give you information of lawyers that would be more of an advocate, because you could bring it up to the lawyer that you're having, but them not already talking to you about it it shows me that I see a weak handshake, and so that shows me that that's not they're not what they're thinking about right now, and they should already be giving you information about that. So just go to see what else is out there, and especially when it has like a woman's advocacy kind of group, that would be very important for you. And again, a lot of this you could do it for free consultations that you could even go bring back to your lawyer, so then it doesn't cost you two lawyers. You know what I mean? So it's like doing some homework, and then if you don't like the way your lawyer's reacting, then that's kind of just the red flag for you in that department that you might want to get somebody else. But I see that you could get, again, the information and bring it over to. It's like I found with my divorce that I had to do a lot of legwork and a lot of the homework myself, and I was amazed how much I had to do myself. But in the long run, it helped all of us. And so let your fingers do the walk-in, see what's out there as far as, that's my little symbol of going to the yellow book or going to the computer, see what's out there for women's centers. 211 is, again, a federal information that they could be directing you, and then you could be given the information to the lawyer, okay? You're welcome. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks very much. And hopefully that works out for her. And, you know, it's always a tough situation when it comes down to that, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
You know? And then, of course, finding a third party, which is, of course, you know, a good lawyer or, you know, an attorney to handle this situation. So, you know,
It's so charged. It's such a time bomb, and it's so emotionally charged, and it's so hard to, especially when you're talking about your kids here, you know? And people play dirty. It's like that's the most. I'm just amazed at what people are willing to do to pay less child support. I mean, it's amazing to me. Or just a lot of their issues is not about the child. It's like
exactly
it's their own thing. So you actually have, like, sometimes two children that are fighting, and it's actually the adults or one person that's acting like the child. So it's not the child's best interest. So
and it should be.
It should be. And that's where I'm seeing more and more. My brother does work for the child services where he goes after deadbeat dads. And he's telling me that across the country they're really having this, like, no tolerance. They're really getting sick and tired of the courts getting filled up with a lot of the – it's about the child. Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line.
Exactly, and you're 100% right. You know, we have a couple of minutes left before the break. If we have any other information about you or some classes coming up, let's do that, and then we can get to our callers afterwards.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got, again, a lot of the energies that are coming up for 2011. Usually I start in September, start getting information as far as the theme for 2011. And the theme for 2011 is all about really creating heaven on earth now, meaning what last year I heard Jesus say for months, be in this world and not of it. And I heard him say over and over and over again in my guides in all different ways. And this theme is being able to create heaven on earth now, meaning it doesn't matter what our current circumstances are, if we're not in a relationship, if we're unemployed, that does not define us. We define ourselves. And the more we remember that we are a part of God's source creator, that we are a aspect of God's source creator, or we all heard that we're connected. And so the more we can step into that, empower self and remember that, it's going to make this year, especially the first 6 months, it seems like the year of extremes, stepping into our mastery. And extremes aren't a bad thing. It's like really clearing out old stuff that have been holding us down for us to really step into an empowered posture and live life like it's heaven on earth now. And so I'm going to be doing a lot of classes about teaching what that means. It has to do with, like, the law of attraction. It has to do with how we subconscious patterns, absolutely, and generational patterns affect us profoundly. And if we don't look at it, it is absolutely affecting us. And so knowledge is in, or I should say wisdom is empowerment. We could get into our intellectual mind that is all blocked this up, but this is going to be a real year that's going to support a lot of that. So I'm going to be talking about that a lot. And throughout free teleclasses, throughout readings, all of that kind of stuff. So you get the information on the website. You're listening to the Kara Connor Show. We're going to a break, and we'll be opening those phone lines still and taking your calls.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. I would like to help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that honor the dignity of the human spirit, value all life on earth, and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let the Dr. Pat Show be your conduit to a global community of people who could benefit most from your product and service. Join the buzz, be the buzz, and let our success be your success. For more information, call me, Dr. Pat, at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Join the Dr. Pat Show, the show that is changing the lives of thousands.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and we're with you on the phone lines to the top of the hour. And speaking of the phone lines, Benny, why don't we go to those?
We'll do, and let's stay local here. We'll go to Mari. She's calling in from Kirkland, Washington. She's having some trouble with financial breakthroughs. Basically, she's changing up the system on how she's getting her finances and so forth. Let's see if we can help her out. Mari, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Hi, Carrie. Yes, I've been working on my prosperity and doing affirmations and reading, you know, information about that. And I'm wondering if there's anything you can maybe tell me that would be helpful in breaking through, because it's been a journey for me.
Yeah, I can see that. When I go right into your second chakra, I see on the left side, it looks like all these, it almost looks like smushy, like oranges. And so what does that mean? That means that working on your affirmations are wonderful. The left side means clearing out stuff. But that's also, Mari, the way I see people are a bit able to pull in energy. The bottom line, we all have themes. We all have different themes. And the themes that you're working on is worth, self-worth, and especially real strong influences on the mom's side, consciously or subconsciously, that was her handed down. A lot of people might think money is related to worth. And then the more that you can really adapt that money is an equal exchange of energy, that's all that it is, an equal exchange of energy. It's a physical exchange of what it's not our worth. It's like equal energy for the energy that we put out for something. So some people have it where they're really subconsciously, actually I'm looking the right side of your family, where you're clearing out patterns that money I'm seeing it as dirty. So that's where people think that money is the root of all evil and da-da-da. And I'm going to just tell a really quick story. When I was starting my own business and really working on prosperity stuff, I never realized how or I had to really look at those patterns that were given in my family that profoundly affected me. And it's not like we sat around the dinner table and said, money is the root of all evil and it makes you a bad person if you take in money and also worth stuff. But when I really step back and look at energetically, it's just those little kind of things that my parents and grandparents used to say, my grandparents in particular, because they went through like the depression period. And so I'm sharing all of that with you because I'm seeing the same thing going on with you. So we might not have even met our grandparents, great-grandparents, but it's still generational patterns that are in our energy field. And again, we don't have to be talking about it physically. I remember my grandmother talking about my grandfather standing in line for cheese and how embarrassing it was during the depression. And he was a hard worker, but there was not work to be out there. So that obviously was, and she was angry because it went into self-worth. It went into that money defined her or my grandfather, and also that they were not worthy, and it was just the whole theme. So you come in here clearing out, and when you get to the themes, because your energy is bringing me to your third chakra, and I see it has like a punch in the middle. It's like I call it like the Pillsbury's Doughboy, kind of when they push the finger in. And so, and when I see it's in the middle, that means to me it's affecting both the right side and left side of the energy field. All the good news is that you're taking it, and when the energy field is starting to go to the left side, that shows me that you're, again, addressing it and clearing it. In the clearing process, when we get to the root of things, it doesn't have to be, again, a long one, but when I see so many of us take concepts or we read the law of attraction, we take in all this information that's out there, which is wonderful, but we have to take it beyond a concept. We have to take it into a knowing, and that is a process, but again, it doesn't have to be a long process. It's, to me, it looks like these strings that have the ideas and the concepts that we are all worth abundance. We live in an abundant universe. We're worthy of abundance. Abundance is we're full of infinite net possibilities. But a person has to really take it like in their crown chakra, and it goes down to the root chakra, and then they have to be standing in it. And that's my sign of taking it beyond a concept and really and being it versus knowing it. And so you're in the process of that. So again, look at worthy issues, look at generational patterns, but look as the observer. Just look at it and say, oh, wow, that gives me great information, but now I'm not holding on to that anymore. Money does not define me. And especially when there was from 5 to 7 years old in your family, it looks very, very shaky. And so I know my parents used to try to hide. I'm one of five, and they're nurses and doctors. I mean, nurses and principals. And so there wasn't a lot of money when I was raised, but my parents really used to try to hide it from us, but we were all picked up on it energetically, so they never talked about it, but we could feel it in the air, and it really made us feel really shaky. And again, I'm sharing that with you because I'm seeing from 5 to 9 years old in particular, it seems very, very shaky, and I'm seeing walking on eggshells as far as the issues of money. And so allow those parts to come up, look at it, and then also let it go. Because I see a whole bunch of gold and yellow coming in on the right side, 45-degree right, and that's my symbol of think of gold and opportunities. The gold to me means money. And they start, it's going on the floor like a, think of the yellow brick road as my symbol of stepping into golden opportunities. And again, you're working on money, so that means receiving money. So again, work at the work issues, go to the third chakra issues, and that will be really helpful for you. Okay?
Okay, great.
Very good.
Thank you so
much. Have a wonderful day. You're welcome, hon. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mari, for calling in. And, Carrie, I think we have time for about one more call. Let's take, let's take Michelle. She's calling in from Gaylord, Michigan. She's experiencing some physical sensations. We're just not quite sure what they are. At least Michelle doesn't. Let's see if we can help her out. Michelle, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's going on?
Hi, Benny. Thank you. Thank you, Carrie, for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I've had, different sensations happening, some awake, some, you know, while I'm sleeping. Probably the most predominant ones are when I'm sleeping. I'll wake up in the middle of the night, like maybe 4:30 in the morning, and there'll just be this blissful, joyful feeling. It's either in my second chakra or my third chakra. It's either one of those two. And it's just joyful.
Good.
And I'm wondering what is going on. That's not the only thing. I also have them during the daytime, not in those areas, but like maybe like coming into my head, maybe my forehead, maybe the back of my head, maybe my shoulder, my upper torso. And those are more like vibration type of physical sensations. And I'm just wondering what is going on.
Okay. What you're experiencing is what's been called by some people celestial heat, and or think of it, you're getting upgrades. So the more and more we work on our energy field, the more and more we clear out of the mental emotional bodies, the more we're able to realign to who we are, a aspect of God's source creator, and we literally start running more energy. And so, and especially think of when you're sleeping and you're talking about the tween times between 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. is when the veil is thinner, so we could tap into our multidimensional selves or our part that knows that we are complete, that we are abundant, that we are a, again, piece of God source creator that goes beyond any kind of physical words. So then we start feeling the bliss. And so, and when you get this celestial heat, there's downloads where I'm in this process of feeling it continuously now, where I was driving the other day and I saw the road continue, just absolutely disappear. And I saw the universe. I just felt my whole heart open. And it looked like I was standing at the Milky Way. Then it went to physical world, non-physical, physical, non-physical. And it was this sense of bliss and wholeness and completeness was just beyond words. And so you're riding the wave, and this is my whole thing I was going to talk about with the year 2011 of step into our mastery. What does that mean? And it's really being the angel having the human experience. And so when you start having those physical sensations or people can feel it emotionally, that you're piercing the veil and you're tapping into what's real, because separation, lack, scarcity is what we are programmed into thinking that that's normal, but it's not normal. It's not our normal state of being. So we're in this real pivotal turning point of recognizing, realigning, reawakening, and literally turning up our frequency. And so when we're doing it, we can have physical sensations. We can have sensations, again, of bliss. And so, and whenever you're having what I call one of those bad hair days, or you're feeling yourself getting trapped into the mental, emotional drama, just really remember those times. Just close your eyes and just feel it, bring it back in, because what you're doing is changing your energetic channel and bringing that energy in. So you're, again, getting an upgrade. People are experiencing that, and that's what I was saying earlier as far as this year of extremes. When people are not feeling it, they can feel there's like their higher consciousness is saying this is available for each and every single one of you. And yes, we have to take accountability and responsibility of how we direct our energy, what we're doing in our life. But good God, this is who we are. We are all we are all God. We are all a piece of God, part of God, whatever that means to you. And the more we own that, the more we experience that. So keep up the good work. And I heard my bells, and so that means I will be going off the air until next week. And so may you align with the divine. You listen to the Carrie O'Connor Show. Talk to you next week.